expectancy in the future. So
this may look like a farm, but it's not. And Debbie Servilia isn't a farmer. But she is one of a growing number of people who are bringing home the bacon, raising pigs in their own gardens so they can eat them.
I think one of the most challenging things is that people often say to me, how on earth do you eat animals that you've raised? My comment would be, how on earth could you eat an animal that you don't know how it's been raised?
What is surprising is that Debbie used to be vegetarian, but she no longer has an ethical dilemma about eating meat when it comes from pigs she cares for.
For me, there's nothing quite like knowing exactly what's happened from the day of birth to the day of death and being there and being responsible for that animal's whole life.
It can be a mucky business, but the really messy bit, slaughtering the animal, is done at a local abattoir.
Very few people take the option to slaughter their own pigs at home, and there's a very good reason for that, and it's not just on grounds of squeamishness. The law says that if you are going to do that, you've got to eat all the meat yourself. You can't give any of it away.
And as one pig can feed a family for weeks, you'd better be hungry.
And then we also have dry cured joints, which we do, as well as obviously the fresh joints. So really, you can have whatever you need for your family's needs.
If you cut your hand, you've made a mistake.
And not content with raising pigs, there's a healthy appetite for learning how to cut them up into portions. The popularity of TV cookery programmes, including those filmed here at River Cottage in Dorset, means courses book up months in advance. Most are amateur cooks wanting tips for the kitchen, but some keep pigs and want to know what to do with them once they're dead meat.
I've always known where my meat has come from. I definitely think today that youngsters less know where their meat is coming from, and I think it's good education for my children to understand exactly the whole process through.
No, they didn't mind it at all. They say you shouldn't name them, though the children did. But again, it didn't, you know, very happy to eat all the produce that the pig produces, apart from the squeak.
That's it. Keep going. Yeah.
But though people on this course knew what they were letting themselves in for, they do occasionally get visitors who've only seen meat wrapped in cellophane on supermarket shelves.
Some people have never seen it before. I did a thing here the other day, there was 50 people in here. Had a whole lamb, brought the whole lamb in. Two people got up and ran out. They thought, like, we just killed it outside. They just didn't know what it was.
That may be because traditional butchers are a dying breed and we're just not used to seeing them at work. But Alan's of Mayfair has survived by carving out a niche market, teaching food fans who are willing to pay to learn knife skills. It's further evidence of a more hands-on approach and that people really care about where their meat comes from. And here's another sign of how do-it-yourself pig-keeping is becoming more common. B&Q says it's considering stocking purpose-built pig shelters alongside its sheds and garden furniture. You might just need to buy a barbecue too. Ian Woods, Sky News.